Welcome to Holistish, the holistic health podcast where we discuss holistic health, wellness, and beauty with a healthy dose of skepticism. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Sierra.
And let's get into it. All right, Sierra, what are we going to be talking about today?
So today we are going to be talking about meal delivery kits or meal delivery services and why or why not they are good for you and or holistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm really interested in that. But before we get to that, we have to do our holistic news of the week. Woo! Okay, so this week...
I'm excited. I see the link.
Sierra, I'm going to be talking to you about peeing on jellyfish stings. Have you ever heard if you go to the beach and you get stung by a jellyfish, you need to get someone to pee on it, right? To relieve the stinging. Have you ever been stung by a jellyfish?
No, have you?
Yeah. A man of war, actually, which was really scary.
Oh, my God. Did it hurt when they peed on you?
Oh, no. Nobody peed on me. I didn't let that happen.
Oh, okay.
I think that would have been a felony because I was a child.
A minor? Someone pee on me. Oh, God. Bad. Bad.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to debunk it with our article this week, which comes from WCNC Charlotte, our favorite station.
Whoa.
Oh, Charlotte. Why are they talking about this? So the article starts off. You probably heard that old wives' tale and probably seen it in movies and read it in books. People claim peeing on a jellyfish sting is the best cure. Well, this article is like, okay, guys, it's time for summer. So let's talk about some myths because apparently they think everybody's going to go to the beach and get peed on.
Stung. Oh.
As we know, in the Carolinas, it's very popular for jellyfish to wash up on shore. I can't tell you about other states because I don't know.
Jellyfish are a big problem for sure in North and South Carolina.
Yeah, like they're just a common thing. So this article got sources from cardiologist Dr. Payal Kohli, family physician Dr. Robert Robinson, and the Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
So the article says, if you get stung by a jellyfish, should someone pee on the sting to cure the pain? No. Peeing on a jellyfish sting does not relieve the pain, and doctors warn against it.
Oh, okay.
So why do we think they would warn against it?
Why would they warn against it?
I don't know. Yeah, like, because it's unsanitary.
Yeah, maybe it's, like, the pH or something in your urine is probably not good to be putting on, like, a wound of some sort, right?
Well, also, like, shouldn't you be not putting your bodily fluids on someone's wound?
On someone in general? Yeah.
Right? Pee counts, right? Pee can carry some stuff. Okay, anyway.
Jeez.
These doctors in the Mayo Clinic said that when the tentacles sting you, they can inject you with venom, which I didn't know, from thousands of microscopic barbed stingers on the jellyfish. So that's what causes the burning and the stinging and all of that. So Dr. Kohli says that peeing on it is going to make it worse, you know? And they went on to say that, like, they think that maybe people do this is because there's ammonia and urea, I don't know what that is, in urine, and maybe that's, like, relief. But, but they're like, it's too diluted to do anything.
Oh,
right, yeah.
Okay.
So apparently when you pee on it, it causes more of a release of the venom from the stingers, depending on how dilute or how concentrated the urine is.
I don't even want to think about that.
By changing the electrolyte in the environment. Okay, so let me tell you, if you've been drinking nothing but beer all day long, and you're like, I can pee, I got you, because you have broken the seal, you always are ready to pee. How nasty is that pee gonna be?
That's really gross.
Okay, this is very interesting, right?
A holistic remedy, maybe you shouldn't be trying.
The best way to relieve a sting is to go back in the ocean.
Huh, okay.
Because the salt water is gonna soothe you and remove the tentacles that might be attached to the skin, which I didn't realize. But I always knew, like, if I have a cut or something, I always can't wait to go to the beach because I know it's gonna be, like, salt watered up. Best thing to do, go back in the ocean, get stung more. Overcome your fear very quickly.
Yeah, for real. Well, at least one holistic remedy was replaced with another one. So instead of getting peed on go back in the ocean.
Where, you know? The ocean is just a giant pee tank, so.
It really is. It kind of is.
But, no, they said if you're really, like, having a problem, you can put vinegar on it. Okay. So, like, people might be like, my piss is vinegar, but it's not, so don't do that.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, so you heard it here from Charlotte, North Kakalaka. Do not pee on your jellyfish stings.
Wow, nice. I do have to tell you, one time my mom got stung by a jellyfish, and the barbs, like, never released, and she ended up getting a MRSA, like, a staph infection.
Oh my god!
Yeah, because they just kind of stayed in, and, like, yeah, she got colonized with staph. That's and to take, like, terrible. Antibiotics. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Well, she obviously didn't go back in the salt water.
Everyone be careful out there.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, now that we've talked about piss.
Yeah, for real. Okay, now we are moving on to discussing meal delivery services. So you might have heard about meal delivery kits and services like HelloFresh, what else? Green Chef, Home Chef, Blue Apron.
What's the smoothie one?
So many. Oh, Daily Harvest.
Yeah, Daily Harvest. Yeah. Oh, the Marley and Spoon, Martha Stewart.
Yes.
You know
yes.
Who should have a meal kit delivery service like McDonald's or something?
That would be really
Papa
funny.
Papa John's.
Seriously. Well, there's so many of them, but we wanted to talk about just the concept of meal delivery services in general, discuss their claims, and determine if they're actually holistic.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start off. I actually found this really good lesson plan from the University of Kentucky. It looks like it's their, College of, Dietetics and Human Nutrition, but I'm going to be referencing that and then a couple other articles, but, let me tell you what they say. So if you don't know, meal delivery services began around 2012, and they have grown into a $2.2 billion industry.
Damn, we should have got in on that.
Which is really crazy. I know. So there are more than 100 companies in the United States providing meal kit services. And then this article from the University of Kentucky says that in a survey of more than 2,000 U.S. adults, about 39% have tried a service for a minimum of 1 week, which is a lot of people if you think about it.
Wait, how many people?
Out of 2,000, 39%.
Damn. Well, yeah. It's because they get you with those free first weeks, and then you gotta make sure to cancel.
Okay, so meal delivery services tend to promote ease, convenience, time saving for you and your family. They also say that on average, it takes about 30 to 60 minutes to prep. A lot of services claim that you're reducing meal food waste. You're getting a different variety of ingredients you might not be exposed to. And I think a lot of them harp on this fact of like, oh, cooking a meal together with your partner or your family is going to bring you closer. So they're kind of playing on your emotions a little bit as well, which is interesting.
Yeah, they're like, are you a terrible fucking chef?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the pros of using a meal kit delivery service, and then we'll get into the kind of holistic aspect and maybe some cons. So I'm reading from this article on Gobble.com, but I think it summarizes a lot of the kind of claims of meal delivery services. So, number one, it's going to save time. Apparently, as I said before, these meals generally take 30 to 60 minutes to prepare. So that might be less time than you're usually used to. The number two claim is that it reduces food waste. So on average, a person in America wastes 1 pound of food per day, which is kind of crazy. But allegedly, when you use a meal kit delivery service, you don't have to worry about forgotten leftovers or any additional ingredients that you might not be using. They really try to portion it out and give you just what you need for that recipe.
Caveat.
We'll get into it. So number three, most meal delivery services say that it saves you money. They also break it down as a cost per meal, and you tend to get coupons from these meal delivery services, whether it's like an initial coupon, you get X amount of free meals, or if you're a regular customer, sometimes they'll give you certain discounts if you share to your friends. So that is something to note. The number four benefit of a meal kit delivery service is that you get to try new foods that you might not have been exposed to otherwise. Meal kit delivery services also cater to certain dietary needs, which is really interesting. I feel like that's something we've definitely seen in the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, they claim to ensure better nutrition. Some services offering like organic or hand-picked ingredients. Some services only give you recipes with ingredients that are in season. So just something to keep in mind. Number seven is it simplifies decision making, which is a benefit that I like and we'll talk about mm-hmm. more. So you just kind of pick what meals you want. You get all the ingredients. There's no planning. And then eight, this is something that's also a nice, I guess, benefit of a meal kit delivery service. It provides you with a correct, or I guess a designated portion. Sometimes you know how many calories are in your meal, you know exactly what's going into them. So that's another thing you don't have to worry about, like portions, measuring things out. It's kind of all laid out for you. So those are some benefits. And as you can see, there's little bits of holisticness woven in there with the decreasing food waste, the adding variety, the being able to select certain meal preferences. So that's what we're working with.
Yeah, very nice. Meal kits, so many of them.
Jenna, please read mm-hmm. us some examples of meal delivery kits, because we found this article. I don't even know how many are listed here.
34.
There's so many. I was only really aware of maybe like 5 to 10, but there are just really so many to choose from, and it really depends on your like dietary needs or what you're looking for. But give us some examples of maybe some we haven't heard of.
Oh, here's one. All right, this one's called Crowd Cow. Like, I don't know why, but all right. So this one isn't like a full meal kit, but it's a place to buy meat and seafood. Why is it on this list?
Whoa! They ship you a box of meat? That's pretty cool.
Isn't that like Butcher Box? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Butcher Box. How's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm talking about other meat. Does that make you mad? All right, so Crowd Cow. So they have a variety of meat and seafood from like around the world, and they have a commitment of only using farms they know and can vouch for. Which is a weird thing to say, but I'm glad that they do. I can vouch for that farm. So you can subscribe and get a customized monthly box of their favorite cuts, and you don't need to commit to like chicken or pork every month. Every single month it's customizable. So that's kind of interesting, but like not a meal kit.
Not per se. A meal.
So let's talk about one that is a meal, Daily Harvest.
Yes. I know you were... Did you ever end up trying this
No, one? I didn't. Okay. I didn't.
Okay, we'll talk about it. But what is Daily Harvest?
So Daily Harvest is like... Their little tagline thing is like, smoothie enthusiasts. Like, this was a really good one for smoothies because they send you all the ingredients to blend these smoothies. And then they also have like flatbreads and like bowls and salads and stuff. So they really want to try to work in fruits and vegetables, more of them into your diet. So that's their mm-hmm. little aim. All of their ingredients, 98% of which are organic, are frozen within hours of harvest, which locks in the flavor at peak. You can get 9, 12, or 24 cups. So you really have to get like soups, smoothies, mm-hmm. or bowls. That's kind of what they sell. And then like... It breaks it down to $7.75 a cup, which is, like, not bad, but not good, I'd say.
We'll get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, another one.
I've heard of Freshly, but I haven't ever tried it. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Freshly, it's, like, microwave plates. Okay, so yeah, that's really interesting to me because this is like the bachelor slash nurse that works too much diet, I feel like. Right?
Yeah, that's actually who I've seen eating them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently you can choose from 4, 6, 10, 12 meals a week, and they come in recyclable refrigerated boxes and no artificial ingredients, preservatives, or added sugars. And it's ready to eat in 3 minutes, so you can just like... heat them up, heat them up, heat them up, and then eat them up, feed them up, feed them up in 5 seconds. Some of their sample meals are like sausage penne, or sausage baked penne with sautéed zucchini and spinach. They also have like a pulled pork al pastor with cojita cheese and Mexican-style corn. That sounds good, but like microwave, I don't know.
Yeah seriously.
White bean turkey chili with cilantro lime rice. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we should try that one, honestly. Yeah. And then there's Martha and Marley Spoon, which I really want to try so bad.
Yeah.
So Martha Stewart, our love, Martha, my aunt, she is trying her hand at these meal delivery kits. So she's doing sustainable and organic ingredients, like, whenever possible. And you choose the plan, and you get... healthy eating, you can do vegan or vegetarian, and you can do family friendly plans, which is probably like healthy chicken tenders, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, seriously.
And then they say that everything can be made under 30 minutes on the family plan. That one seems pretty comparable to like Green Chef and Hello Fresh, which are the same company.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise. The standard meal kit to me is one of these, where it's like, okay, we send you a meat, unless it's a vegetarian, a starch, and a veggie.
Yeah, yeah.
And have fun.
Like ingredients, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just a little bit of intro, but now let's get into the questions for us. So, do you use a meal delivery service? Which one do you have currently? And like, how often do you get it?
Okay.
And which ones have you tried, too?
So I used to get one. For the first time ever in my life, last month, we did, like, a 2 months straight of a meal kit.
Okay.
So we got Green Chef. And we were getting it every week. So we got 4 meals a week. And we picked... So with Green Chef, you can pick, like, vegetarian or paleo-keto. Like, the same thing. Paleo-keto. You can't choose one or the other.
Like, okay.
It has to be paleo slash keto, which is kind of annoying because I don't want to be keto, but fine. So, we got the paleo one, and it was really good because everything that was in there Annie could eat, there was no worries about gluten or dairy, ever. And for 2 meals each, 4 times a week, so 8 meals a week, we were paying $90 with shipping.
Oh my god.
Yeah, okay. So that was, and then like the first 3 weeks we got like $30 off each order because of the promo or whatever. So
yeah,
pretty good deal. Honestly cheaper than the grocery store. Like, which is upsetting. Yeah.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tragic these times.
But like what, have you ever used one?
Yeah. So I think I got your Green Chef kickback.
Yeah.
So I
tried... Hey, Green Chef.
Yeah. I tried Green Chef, and then I got another HelloFresh kickback from someone else. So
nice.
I think those are the two I've been using semi-regularly for the last couple months. But, yeah, again, I think I don't remember what I was paying for Green Chef because I got... I think I just used your free boxes that you gave me. I don't think I actually really paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... HelloFresh was doing this thing where you get a certain percentage off, I think, your first, like, 16 boxes.
Yeah.
But then the regular cost for a box is, like, $60 for 3 two-person meals, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
3 meals with 2 servings is $60 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones I've recently used. And then through work for the holidays, we got a... Blue Apron box for free, which was nice.
Cute!
So again, I feel like, as you said before, you kind of get started on these meal subscription services because you get some type of coupon or free boxes up front, but then as you kind of use those up, you have to figure out if it's really cost effective for the full price.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's one of the things about it.
Yeah. So we'll directly go to the pros and cons then. So we'll kind of go down a few things. So do you think like the serving size is adequate for the price?
For Green Chef, yes.
Yeah.
I
Okay.
was always full.
Yeah.
But not like grossly full.
Yeah. And what do you think about the quality of ingredients? This is something I go back and forth with.
For Green Chef, I felt really good about it. I felt like the quality was good. It's all organic, and then
Yeah.
if they for some reason like don't have an organic orange, they'll put a little note in there that's like, this orange is conventional. And I was like, what does that mean? She's a conventional lady. Like,
Satan's
what does that
orange.
mean?
Yeah,
So I
seriously.
looked it up and it means it's not organic.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
but yeah, Green Chef, I would say the quality of ingredients are good. I also did every plate one time.
Oh, okay.
And those I just remembered that I did it because I accidentally like did a I was trying to find a new meal kit for us to do, and I ultimately ended up on Green Chef, but I
Yeah.
accidentally paid for, or I like checked out on every plate and didn't mean to.
Like, oops.
So then we got every plate food, which was really cheap, and guess what? It seemed like it.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I definitely saw a difference in the quality of ingredients between Green Chef and HelloFresh. HelloFresh, every now and then, I get some type of weird produce that isn't quite right. But they have, I don't know, this it seems like a scam. Like, how do they check? So if you go on the website, you can click through the products you got in the box, and you can say, oh, this product was damaged, the freshness was lacking, whatever. And no one even checked me. I just said, like, I could not make this meal because, like, my tomatoes were spoiled, and they just gave me the money back without even checking. So I was like, are there people that are doing this for every box?
No, I think they probably have like a protocol for that because
A track,
one
okay.
time my packages kept getting stolen, like for real they did, and Amazon was like, are you just
Yeah.
trying to get free stuff? So then they started making the person like take a picture
Like,
of
no.
the box like in my hand or like at the door. So
Oh
I
my
think they like give you some
God.
grace, but then if you're a repeat offender,
Some leeway.
a repeat
Okay.
Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need the receipts at that point. So that's something also to be aware of. Like, if you haven't planned on getting groceries for the week or something, like, there is a possibility you could get a box that's like absolute garbage, you know, with spoiled ingredients, or maybe the box is defective
Yeah.
in some way.
Yeah, and you have to be careful
So,
because that shit will
yeah.
rot so fast if you don't get it up in your house.
I know. I
Oi.
know. And then I also want to talk about the ease of preparation and how good do you think meal delivery service foods actually taste? That's what I want to get
So,
into.
I think they're pretty easy to prepare. I always end up tweaking what I'm doing in the directions because it like takes too long. I'm like, I can do this while this is
Yeah.
happening. Like, what? Hello? Yeah. So,
It's, yeah.
that's the only thing I would get somebody better to do the directions. Hi, I'm available. But tastiness, like for me, I really, well, there was some hit and miss. I really enjoyed
Well.
most of our Green Chef stuff, but every once in a while I was like, I can't eat this, and I just throw it away because I don't even remember why.
Oh,
There was just some
no,
stuff that was
really?
like,
Yeah.
that's not it.
Yeah. This is where I really have a bone to pick with meal kit services, and you and I cook more
Yeah.
than the average person, I would say. Like, we are chefs. Chefs. So I find these meals just to be like really average. I felt that way about Green Chef and I was about to say
Hello
Whole30
Fresh.
and HelloFresh. I find them to be like really average and not super tasty. I definitely think I am able to ignore some of the less tasty meals because of the convenience that I didn't even have to think about it. Like, all these ingredients just showed up and I made it. So I'm like, eh, this meal's like a 5 out of 10, but I'll still eat it because I didn't have to think about it. But that's, I think, where I find that a meal kit like this isn't really for me, because I think I'm already pretty good at cooking. Like, I'm a pretty experienced chef, and I think about the recipes and I'm like, I could make this last longer if I added beans, or if I had this other ingredient, like instead of 2 servings I could get 3 servings and it would be more tasty if I put like this in here instead of this. So I find myself kind of doctoring up the meals anyways to make them last longer and taste better. So then at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I just pay for, you know?
Yeah, so the thing about you is that you're just cooking for yourself.
Exactly.
So when there's an even number of people, aka like a couple, I love it. I love that it's only 2 portions and then it's done and we don't have to deal with any leftovers. I think that's great. I will say though, and I totally forgot to even do this, I doctored the shit out of it. I put way more seasonings. So any seasoning packets it has, I'm like, okay, but let's add
whole thing
100,000 things more. But I will say Green Chef is pretty good about telling you to salt and pepper throughout, which is like the bare minimum. People like, oh my god. But yeah, it's like, for me, Green Chef was getting me to eat so many veggies that didn't taste offensive. Like, they know how to get you to make good rice cauliflower. Like,
I do agree with that.
Anytime I try to make rice cauliflower myself, it's disgusting. But when I make theirs, it's good. I don't know why. But yeah, so like, it's not perfect, but I don't have to think, I don't have to plan a meal. That was my thing. I was so busy. I was like bartending during the day and then coming home and doing all this stuff. I just didn't have time to plan a meal and go to the grocery store and get it. And then this sounds like an ad, but it was like the truth. So it was so nice to just be come home and be like, all right, what are we having? This? All right, great.
And that's what I think is the biggest benefit for sure. Like, I am not super thrilled with the meal kit delivery services in terms of like freshness, whatever, but I still keep my account active on the back burner because there's some weeks when I'm like, hell no, like I am not thinking about going to the grocery store. I do not know what to cook for dinner. And it's those weeks where I just order the box and I just deal with it. And I think I can live with that.
Yeah, and the thing about HelloFresh that gets me is that how many different ways are they gonna have you put, like, yogurt or mayonnaise on a piece of chicken? Like, why is that their favorite thing?
Their favorite thing is also cream cheese in whatever. Oh. Like, cream cheese in pasta, cream cheese on a flatbread. Like,
what the hell? And that's the thing. We were having Green Chef, so we weren't getting that stuff, which was, like, good. And that made me really like the meal kit more because we were not getting these stupid filler ingredients. Like, oh my god, every plate and HelloFresh love to send you like pork is so cheap.
I don't do the meat.
I know you can't. If it's like ground pork, I'll do it, but if it's like a pork chop, I don't want that. I hell never want no. that. You can't make Ever. That good. I'm sorry, you can't. Like, and that's fine, like other people like it, whatever, fine, but for me, like, pork is cheap, and so like that's how they're getting cut in the corners and blah blah blah, and it's fine. But I digress.
Have you been seeing those things on the internet where it's like the worst day ever as a kid is coming home and hearing that you're having pork chops for dinner?
No, but oh my god, it was the worst.
I agree. Ew. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, something about it is just not for me. But also, I should have said I get the vegetarian option for both for any meal kit I get.
Yeah, you're so good about that. I'm just like a monster when I don't eat meat.
I also have food safety questions about meal kits because one time I got a HelloFresh box where I did choose the meat option and the ice had totally melted and my ingredients were in steak juice at the bottom, and I had to throw away the whole kit, and they refunded me, but after that, I was like, no meat in the meal delivery
kit. Wait, steak juice was, like, out? Just leaking?
Yeah, like, the meat at the bottom had gotten hot, and it wasn't just ice water at the bottom, it was definitely, like,
that's just not slippy. Good that it wasn't sealed properly.
Yeah. So, that was a bad experience.
I haven't had that problem.
Okay. And what do you think about these products being holistic or holistish? I mean, a lot of them claim to use organic ingredients and cut back on food waste. But what do you think about that in general?
I think that Green Chef, especially in some of the other ones, like I think purple carrot does like paleo and whole 30 and stuff like that. I think that the holistic niche, I think that the holisticness of meal kits is what's the word?
The organic component.
What's the number? Catch 52?
Catch catch 69. A catch 22.
Yeah, it's a catch 22 because guess what? There's no food waste, but there's so much plastic waste.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So, is it worth it? Because guess what decomposes? Food.
Yep, exactly. You could compost that if you really had a lot of food waste.
Right. Like, what? Like, I'm not trying to play compare the sins, but I think that plastic waste is by far worse than food waste.
Yeah, well, that's funny you say that, because this ties in directly to what I liked about this nutrition article from the University of Kentucky. So let me just summarize what they say, because it kind of sums up how I feel. So they say that obviously meal kits are good for portion control, promoting family mealtime, and limiting food waste. But the drawbacks, they claim, which I agree with, are packaging waste. So they say that meal kits include approximately 30 pieces of plastic and cardboard for safe delivery of food items, which is kind of a lot. And they also cite that another drawback of meal kit delivery services could be something they call healthfulness. So the freshness of food could kind of come into question, you know? So that's something we talked about. They also say that there might be a lot of sodium in the foods that you're eating from some of these kits, so that's something else to think about. And then lastly, they cite a drawback as cost. So it's something we've kind of been talking about, right? So on average, the cost per meal at full price of a delivery service is $10 to $11. So at that rate, obviously the meal kit delivery service would be less expensive than going out to eat or something like that, but it's definitely more expensive than going to the grocery store and just getting groceries for the week and making several different meals.
Yeah.
And then I also like at the end of this article, they kind of talk about what we've been talking about. They said the best value in using meal kits might serve as kind of like a cooking school for trying new foods and learning about food-related skills. So again, it could be a temporary option to learn new recipes, maybe incorporate new foods in your diet. But at the end of this article, they really say it's something you have to weigh between cost, freshness of food, etc. So again, I feel like it's really 50-50 at this point if they're holistic or good. It's really person to person, I feel like.
It's a wash for sure.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. So, what is your ranking of the meal delivery kits that you've tried? What's the best, do you think? I think we agree on this.
Oh, Green Chef, yeah. Green Chef's the best. Yeah. Every plate is good if you're balling on a budget, because let me tell you, if I didn't have any like allergy restrictions in my family, I would be on every plate. It's like $2.99 a plate, you know?
Wow.
And it's like... Yeah. Good food, and yeah, they put potatoes in there, so what, they have some filler, who cares? But it's basic food, and you might gain some weight, honestly, because it's not super healthy, but whatever. I want to try the Freshly.
I do too. Yeah, I would have to agree with you. Green Chef's the best. HelloFresh I use the most often, and I didn't feel any type of way about Blue Apron when I got it free from work.
Used Blue Apron long ago. I think it was the very first thing I ever used. And one of my friends like went out of town and was like, "Oh no, I forgot to cancel this. Do you want it?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And yeah, I just remember it being fine.
So do you think you would recommend it to someone in general? Who do you think it's good for?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to steal your answer because I feel like first off, in undergrad, I lived with a culinary major, so I learned a lot of my cooking skills from her.
Yeah.
Not skills, but, like, techniques and stuff.
Yeah.
And then There's some stuff that I have learned from the meal kits. So, like, especially if you don't know anything about cooking, you pretty much can't mess it up. I mean, you can, but...
Yeah.
So I think it'd be good to, like, if you really don't know where to start and you want to, like... Like, how cute would that be if, like, you were, like, let's just say a guy who doesn't, like, know how to do that kind of stuff, and then he really wanted to, like, let's just say impress his girlfriend and ordered, like, you know, like, ordered a meal kit and, like, hit all the boxes, you know, like, how they do that with takeout in movies.
Yeah.
But it'd be cute because he actually cooked it.
Yeah. She did something.
So that's what I'd do.
No, I agree with you. And then just to add on that, if you're getting a meal kit delivery service for the holistic component, just know it's kind of a wash. Like, you might have less food waste, but then there's all this packaging waste. Some of the ingredients can be organic depending on which service you choose, but then the freshness of some of them is also kind of up in the air. Just something to think
also,
about.
Also, I don't know if this is illegal, but I used to use I had the HelloFresh app, and I would just look at the recipes for the week, but I wasn't subscribed, and then I would just go buy the stuff.
Seriously, that's another thing.
Am I going to get arrested?
If there's a recipe you like, just think about it. Yeah, just, you know, keep it top of mind. Keep the little card.
Yeah, there have been a couple of recipe cards that we've saved because they were really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so exactly. Yeah, so that's that on that. Are you ready for bops and flops?
I'm ready!
Bop or flop!
This week, my bop is... Wait, you gotta tell... Oh, wait. You gotta... No, you gotta go first.
Okay, we can do... Okay, so this is why it's important to talk about these things. So my flop this week is wool dryer balls from Trader Joe's. But your bop is alpaca. What's the difference?
Alpaca wool.
I need to know.
What kind of... Do you have your package? Do you know what kind of wool it is? Yeah. Tell me what kind.
Okay. I don't know if it really says. It just says, made in Nepal. Wool dryer balls. Joe's balls. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called Joe's balls.
No, they're Trader Joe's.
Oh. Oh.
No, it doesn't say. It says artisanal 100% New Zealand
wait,
wool.
Wait, New... Zealand wool. Oh, sheep. Okay, so sheep.
Like all birds.
Okay, so it's not alpaca.
The thing is, they work great. They smell kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, they don't smell great.
Okay, so that's why it's my flop. Why does it smell like a dirty sneaker?
Because it's an animal.
I don't like it.
So my bop is alpaca wool dryer balls because they, like... How long have you had yours?
Like a week or two.
Okay, so the smell goes away.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets very much diminished.
Okay.
So when I first got my alpaca balls, they smelled like, you know, a petting zoo a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a teeny bit. But not so much that I didn't throw them in with my clean laundry, you know. And then they don't smell like anything now. In fact, they kind of smell good because over time they've gotten the fabric softener and whatnot on them.
Okay, because they were my flop because I'm like, what is this smell? Like, I feel self-conscious, like I'm going to work smelling like a fucking sheep.
Wait, your flop was only because they smell weird?
Yeah, I mean, I think they work fine, but it's like, and I was like, I don't want to get cancer, like, let me stop using dryer sheets, but I don't know.
You just stopped using dryer sheets?
I love them. I'm really... I can't stop using dryer sheets. I really... Something about the smell, I just love them. But these work good. The balls work good. I need help.
You want me to tell
you
a little secret? You should wash the balls.
Like, put them in the washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Like, not by themselves, like, with clothes.
Something. And then I also saw some people said... You could put essential oils on the balls and throw them in, but I also heard that was bad, so I think I need to do more research.
I don't know. Essential oils give me pause all the time.
Yeah.
But if you just keep using them like normal, and like my clothes never have smelled like them, so...
Okay. It's just like... Also, I have a crazy nose, as you know.
No, I do too. Smell... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's just me being weird. Also, what's alarming is I've pulled out all of the balls out of this bag and they all smell a little different.
So, different sheep.
Different sheep.
Well.
Okay, so now that I know that, maybe it won't be my flop anymore.
Okay, but listen, so we have to pay per load, right? Because New York.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, before we got the alpaca balls, we would have to run the cycle twice.
Okay, so they do something.
The alpaca balls made it where we only have to do one, so save us money.
Oh my god, okay. So, definitely glad we talked about that. Maybe I'll keep you updated in, like, a month. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because they're supposed to, like, bounce all around in there and create space to, like, get more surface area
with those
dried. Yeah.
Yes.
Surface area. Wow. All right, what's your bop?
My bop is my summer robe. So I became addicted to my fuzzy winter robe, and I felt like I needed one for summer. So this is just a waffle robe from Amazon, and it's absolutely amazing because I don't like wearing clothes.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's Thank so you. Cute. I love it. I hate that I know, it's from Amazon, too. But
it's
love it.
Easy breezy. Yeah. Sometimes if I don't know how things are going to go, I order it from Amazon, and then if it's like a piece of shit and falls apart, I'm like, okay, I'll buy a good one. So that's where I'm at with this. If this is trash,
that's fair.
I'm
going to
get
that's
one from
fair.
Like Brooklinen or something, you know?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yes. Hey, Brooklinen. How's it going?
Okay. What is your flop this week?
Oh, yes. Okay. So my flop is I sent you a picture of me drinking Liquid Death. Yeah. Which, Liquid Death, everyone, is water, like, natural mineral water, whatever, spring water.
Which I thought it was sure. alcohol, but and, it's not.
Yeah, it looks like a beer, which I think is on purpose, because I think I've seen that people serving it at bars.
I was going to say.
So I think it's, like, for our sober friends
sober,
who don't want to be
sober
messed
sisters.
With.
Sisters, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so that's cool. And, but no, it's not cool is being berated for not drinking.
Yeah, that's not
that's
cool.
Not cool. Anyway, I tried the Liquid Death, it's called Bury It All Sparkling Water. And I was really excited because I had the Liquid Death flat water and it was so good. And it's canned. So, like, who doesn't love canned flat water?
That is amazing. I need to try it.
So, the Liquid Death Berry It All, berry flavored, right? Like, that's what it's called. I cracked this thing open and been hot and sweaty all day long. I start chugging it, and I'm like,
uh-oh.
And I don't throw it up, but I swallowed it, I put it down, and I'm like, what is in this?
Yeah.
And it had all these berries in it, and then I had freaking passion
what
fruit.
What is, like, passion fruit?
It's gross!
It's not a berry, though, is it?
I know that's the point, Sierra. I was taken off guard because why would passion fruit be in something called berry at all?
That's kind of funny.
So it was gross, and I was mad, and I dumped it out.
No.
The end.
Okay. Good to know, though. That's
so that one's gross. So, yeah. Alpaca balls, yes. Liquid Death, berry at all, no. Actually, let's just be honest. My flop is passion fruit, apparently. No.
You have a bone to pick with passion fruit.
It's gross.
I don't even know what a passion fruit looks like. Huh? Is it a ball? Yeah.
Joe's balls.
Joe's balls. Oh, I love passion fruit. I'm so sorry. It's delicious. What about it? I feel like people
it's
don't
like...
It's
got that... It's the
oh,
aftertaste.
I love it.
It's like barfy.
Oh, so mad. Yeah.
It tastes like a rotting orange to me.
No, that's... Yeah. It is a little, like, rotty. Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for listening today. Please email us what you want to hear us talk about or any questions or anything, but don't ask anything hard because we don't have the answer. holisticpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and... Zelle? No, just kidding.
Oh my god, Cash App.
Patreon, Anchor, whatever you want to do, we're there. At Holistish, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.